This is Hijinks Ensue Geek Podcast. Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. Check out infinistorm.com/hijinks.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast. This is after an extended hiatus. Episode 62. Let's call it What I Did on My Summer Vacation.
Wow. It's a bit late for summer.
We're back from the grave.
Okay. We could do sort of a zombie theme.
No, I wasn't thinking zombie. I was just thinking back from the grave.
Like Jesus?
No, they do that a lot of that in Mexico and Brazil.
Is there some custom I'm not aware of?
Dia de los Podcast?
Yeah.
So I'm your host, Joel Watson from HijinksAndSue.com, the incredibly available webcomic. It's just there.
Whore.
Three times a week, it's there and it's waiting for you to view. And my co-host for the evening. Josh, can I finally start saying last names? I mean, everybody knows who you guys
care.
Are.
I never cared. Because
it feels like it ruins the meter when I go, Josh.
Yeah, but we're like, it's like internet Josh.
From videogames.com is Josh Jeffcoat.
What's up, sluts?
Who you can finally follow on the Twitters.
That is true.
Because he has unlocked his Twitter chastity belt.
Right.
That used to keep you from his moistened Twitter loins. Yeah.
If you were following my Twitter last night, you would have seen me write something very horrible and then delete it. So
did I miss that?
You should pay attention.
Did I miss that, like, in a blink of an eye?
Yeah.
What did you write?
It was about 3 minutes, and
what
then
did you write?
I deleted it.
You decided it was bad?
Myself and Jim, a guy from work, were waiting for Left 4 Dead 2 to unlock, and we were writing poems back and forth about how much we loved Left 4 Dead 2.
And I watched you and Rick do that, and it didn't make any fucking sense.
You were missing the third part of that.
Oh,
there's another person you don't follow.
Man, that didn't make any sense at all.
Right.
Nothing. It was like prose about zombie games.
Yeah. So one of my poems was very short and racist.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you got rid of it.
How did you make zombies race? I don't understand.
Because then
when you come back, you're still the same race you were. So if you're prejudiced against that race, you're prejudiced against the zombie of that race.
To the grave and then back from the grave. Right. It's both sides.
I know. See,
that is the name of a 50 Cent album. To the grave and back from the grave.
Zombies are what
both
bring
sides.
The races together.
Well, right. It's side A and B, yeah.
I was actually talking about the new character, Coach, who is black. But I didn't call him black.
Ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes and 30 seconds into our return podcast.
You mean there's a black coach?
Racism.
Yes.
Actually, that's pretty rare.
Speaking of racism in all of its glory, our resident Mexican, Eli
Hernandez
Luna. I can finally say your last name because everyone knows who you are. Josh, I didn't say you're Dope Fish 3D on the Twitters. Spelled correctly.
Right.
Eli, Robot Boots on the Twitters.
Right.
Who has also recently made a triumphant return to videogames.com.
Excellent.
Yay!
Oh.
That was enthusiastic.
Balls.
Leaving his last job at balls.com is back at the videogames.com. Are you at liberty to say where you work? Yeah, I know you can't say what you're working on, but can you say where you work?
Yeah. I work at Terminal Reality.
Terminal Reality, makers of what such fine video game?
Blood Rain.
Woo! The first one. Very specifically.
And the second one.
They made it so good, they made a movie.
No, let's just go ahead and say just the first one.
What was wrong with the second one?
Did you play it?
I played both.
The controls were all jacky.
Oh, that's not their fault you're retarded.
It's their fault for making them wrong, because the first one was great.
You're not good at video games,
I never did finish that first one, though. I just got bored.
You don't know how to play video
but
games.
But I loved Vampires and Nazis. That was awesome.
He has no idea what he's talking
about. I hated the second one.
The second one was so
and then
much
they
better.
And then the Ghostbusters.
Then they went straight to Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Hey. And then nothing happened for 10 years, and then they made Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters was actually pretty good.
Oh, I got nothing but rave reviews.
I enjoyed it.
big ass pile of them right over there.
Oh, why don't you give them away? Oh, we already did that.
Well, there's Xbox more. Copies, PC
so
copies, and Wii copies.
So much happened while we weren't podcasting, that's including true. The very first ever Hijinks and Sue giving stuff away contest. The movie thing doesn't count. The VHS thing doesn't count. That was just an experiment.
Although,
that was more
did
of a
you
failure
see that,
than anything else.
Did you see that Twitter post where somebody actually found that stuff?
Yeah. We're referring to the VHS cassettes that Eli sent out probably somewhere around the third or fourth podcast a year and a half ago. And yeah. Then they just, after three people, they disappeared. It was supposed to be a chain of...
And then they resurfaced recently.
VHS like, transmission.
Like that one girl who was kidnapped.
18 Wait, years. What? 18 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
In one of those little dog cages.
Did the tape have Stockholm Syndrome or like...
It was in love with the guy that wouldn't let it go.
Right.
So... What were we talking about?
I don't know.
So,
free copies of stuff.
Yeah, we gave away video games. We gave away a copy of, for Halloween contests.
Yeah.
We gave away a copy of Ghostbusters. We gave away several copies on Steam of your game, Josh, Borderlands.
Yep.
Or the Borderland.
No, just
depending
border,
on
Borderlands.
Or Borderland 2.
You know, for people like me, that's not really a game. That's just...
Video game boogaloo. It's
when Borderlands came out, they were like, oh, finally we get a recognition, you know, and... And whatnot. They're like, no, it's a game. And I was like,
now, Eli,
oh,
before
we
you
play
were
play that game.
No, that's different.
Before
no,
you were
but
so
we play that game.
There's no
saying.
River crossing.
Before you were so game. Unceremoniously booted from the producers of Borderlands, did you work on that game at all?
Yeah.
How much?
Not a
enough
lot.
To be pissed off. Like if you played it and go, God damn it, I did that, or did like none of your shit make it in the game?
I haven't played it much.
Oh, okay.
I tried playing it. It's, you know, I'll be honest, it's not my type of game. I've been playing...
Josh, you didn't really work on it at all, did you?
No. Not very much. Little bits here and there.
But in stark contrast, and hopefully to start a fight here, if it does really well, you get to wear the money hat, and Eli does not.
Yes.
Right.
You would get like a money yarmulke, right? Or like a money Jimmy hat, maybe?
No, there's
money cocksock?
Yeah, something like that.
If money rains, I can get whatever hits the ground.
Okay,
and that's
what no one else catches.
Right,
just and whatever. They have first right of refusal on the money hat.
Right,
and so they actually have to see it and deny it, and then you get to keep it.
Right.
I think I have as good of a chance as getting a royalty check from that game as you do.
Yep.
Only because I've seen the commercials late at night.
It's actually, from what I can tell, because like people at Terminal play the crap out of that game.
It's
and a lot of people like
very
that
game. Addicting if you can get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even get into Fallout 3. I played like that for 4 hours and then sold it back to somebody.
Like to Denise sitting on the couch. You're like, give me $60 for this. This sucks.
Okay,
that's okay. I already took $60 out of your purse earlier.
Yeah, but it's yours now.
It's yours.
You can have this box.
It's not my style of game, but it's sitting over there. I've played a little bit of it. It's not bad. I mean, it's fun. I'm just not a...
Now, I see several things sitting on your table right now, unopened. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yes.
The Star Treks, starring Jeffrey Abram.
Yes.
Nobody calls him Jeffrey.
As Commander Captain Spock. And Space Lieutenant 3-disc digital Blu-ray, apparently. Is starring. And then the Disney Up.
Yep. The extremely uplifting, not sad whatsoever.
Not at all.
Disney creation.
You know what's going to somebody walked into that movie like 12 minutes late and then walked out of it going, what the fuck was everybody so depressed about? That was great.
Yeah. Did you see the R2-D2 in Star Trek?
Yeah,
I saw that online. He's floating in a debris field after they blow up Kirk's daddy's ship.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's going like a little scream noise that he makes.
Yeah, that's what he's a space.
It's more
version
like
of Curly.
It's more like that when he gets like electrocuted.
Of Curly of the Three Stooges.
Ends with a
because he feels pain because he's a robot.
Because there was an actual. Because it was actually just a mic in there with Kenny Baker. Like,
right.
Just,
when they
put him in space.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't make any noise. In space, no one can hear a midget scream.
Right.
So, do you have any... did you pick those up today?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on why you made those purchases that you want to recommend or not recommend to our listeners? Assuming there's any left.
If modern, yeah. If you own a 360, if you don't own that,
right?
You're they take it away.
You're kind of retarded. Right. Yeah,
they take away your 360.
Yeah, well, they put it in the custody.
It's like World War II, and your 360 is the Jews.
Why would you say that?
So
because that actually makes sense.
Yeah,
that's why
you haven't played the game, so you wouldn't get it.
I don't. That just sounds offensive. I don't know how or why, but that does seem like it should be offensive.
Strangely enough, just save the Jews and play the game.
Exactly. See?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like at the end, do all the Jews in the game give you a hug? Because you saved them?
Not the Russian Jews.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
What?
Russia's kind of pissed off.
And then we've got the Star Treks.
Yeah, that came out today.
Man, I've got that on the Netflix because I don't buy DVDs anymore. But I can't wait for that.
It's sitting in my car.
To see it again. Because I only saw it once in the theater. Yeah. You guys saw it like 6 times in the theater.
I may have only seen three. It. Yeah, I may have been part of the reason that they made it was like $1.3 million in a weekend. I was like
$300,000 of that was from
you. It was from me.
Well, that's with popcorn. I mean, they don't get that money.
Right,
right, right.
I don't think they. I think they get Jujubee money. And
the guy, the guy at Best Buy, when I was looking for Modern Warfare, I turned the corner and I was like, "Do you have any copies of? Oh my God, you're dressed like Spock." The people at Best Buy,
like you couldn't tell that his uniform wasn't quite Best Buy blue. It was
Vulcan blue. They had made, I think, special Best Buy shirts because he had a blue, like it would look like a blue, the blue Best Buy color, but it had little tiny. Starfleet emblems all over it.
Wow.
The texture and he turned around and he had like little fake ears on. And I was like, do you know where they're... Oh.
And they all had bowl cuts.
Yeah. He had like the...
And they were indignant as shit.
Yeah.
Just rude. Oh, but that was just because they were at Best Buy.
Right.
That's because you asked him what the difference was in an iPod and an MP3 player.
Right.
And he's like, illogical human.
Speaking of things that are kind of related, did you see the video of the Microsoft dancing inside of...
I haven't watched it yet.
In the but Microsoft, you know, store?
It's been sent to me like 3 times, and I don't have the heart
All
to.
I saw was the picture of the Apple store, which they were calling a Microsoft store.
Right.
I mean, it just was an Apple store. White walls and the exact same tables.
That video is like...
What happens in it?
They dance to that Black Eyed Pete song that's going on right now that the...
I wouldn't know.
Like the Let's Make It a Good Night,
yeah,
or whatever the fuck
that song is. Oh my God, they played that on Saturday Night Live. It was so horrible.
There's about 7 words to that song.
Oh yeah. Okay, so
they come out first. They look so uncomfortable. Now, I will admit, I watch SNL at my own risk. Right. I know it's not funny. I know the musical guests are going to be terrible, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, it's like a...
Do you feel trapped by your television?
I do. It's like watching a relative die. If you feel like, what do I really want to walk away and only remember them good? That only benefits me.
Right.
The dying relative, in this case, the show,
right,
the Saturday Night Live, they need to see me.
They can't see you. That's not how that works.
And maybe they'll get better because I am at their bedside.
You've obviously never had a relative die.
Well, they die. Look, Mexicans just dig. They dig the hole as soon as somebody coughs.
Boosh. Meaning I just fist bumped.
So they were on that. So they were on that. Yeah, for the audio, it sounded. There you go. Watching them do that, they look so uncomfortable. You need to look this up and watch this performance. I'm sure it's somewhere, probably on Hulu.
Wait, of Black Eyed?
The Black Eyed Peas singing that, what you're talking about, and they're like, you're right, the lyrics are like, this is a night, let's make it a night, let's do it right, let's be the night, hey, don't fight. Let's get it on. And we have lather, rinse, repeat. And then the other two, here's the other thing I don't understand. This band has evolved in such a way that I believe the main two, William, or Will I Am.
Right, right.
And the Duchess, Sarah Ferguson, were always the singers, if I understand correctly. And then there are two more with funny haircuts that I believe used to play instruments. I'm not positive. They have graduated to partial frontmen now. Okay. So they stand equal level with the other two and do like hype man type stuff, like night, right, and tonight. And they rhyme like night with tonight and good night, like over and over and over.
It's okay. So going back to that video.
Okay, go ahead. So they start dancing to that.
Right. But they tried to make it. Okay, first off, the YouTube video posting is like, wow, it's so cool to see a place like this where they just break out.
Oh, it's one of those fake, it's like a Microsoft
thing. Oh, yeah. Like somebody recorded it probably with their iPhone.
Right. probably from the Apple store across the mall.
Right.
But no, I'm saying it was staged. It's an ad.
It was very much staged. Because like somebody was standing there with their iPhone and then they break into dance. And they're all like strategically placed along the store.
And all the customers are like, no, but please stop dancing. My computer's broken.
No. There was a lot of that. It's like you'll see people in the video like,
I need headphones. Where I'm come back.
I'm actually on my lunch break. My boss actually said, if I'm not back in 20 minutes, I'm fired. Right. Yeah. This video goes on for four minutes.
I work at the Quiznos in the food court. I need to. Okay, bye.
I've never. It's very rare to watch a video of something. I've never seen a video of a baby seal clubbed to death.
I have.
And this is probably equivalent. I've never seen anything.
It's not worse than the party one, though, right?
It's worse.
Hosting your Windows 7 launch party.
The Windows 7 party videos are terrifying.
Now, I will say this. Disclaimer.
This was worse because it was real.
When we hosted our Windows 7 launch party.
That was pretty sweet.
It was a jam.
Yeah.
It was a night to remember.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, we made up games to answer help questions.
Did all the activities.
We did networking games.
I woke up and my bra was in the freezer.
Yeah, I mean,
because I was the first one to go down.
I had shaving cream in my hand. Yeah.
Right.
And there was an old lady and a black guy and an Asian guy. It was awesome.
Your balls were shaved and
before we got there.
It so got out of control.
Well, that was on the RSVP. Right. All balls must be shaved. But
right. Smooth as eggs.
But I will say, ours was awesome. But the one on that video on YouTube was terrible.
It's one of those videos where you can't. It's hard.
Well, I have to watch it now.
It's 4 minutes of the fucking song just
tonight,
and they're doing like the electric slide basically for 4 minutes.
Fergie, what kind of word rhyme with tonight? I don't know. Shit, maybe like tonight or like the night. Shit, the night. That's awesome. That would be in a parallel universe where they write their own songs.
Your night, his night.
The night. What rhyme with the night? A night.
Hey, what are you doing now? Putting on gold diapers. That's basically a dramatization. That's a
yo.
And that's your Hijinks Ensue dramatization of the creation of that song.
Yo, I was going to drive my gold Cadillac to the gold gas station, but they all had a gold. Shit.
But anyway, go see that video.
Okay.
It's so
it's so fun.
Amazingly bad.
And then you can see in the back they have three lines at their like what do they call their genius bar? Like their Einstein bar or something?
I guess.
So they have three lines and one of them's like I need help and the other line is like my laptop's broken and the other line's like I still have Vista. And you just walk up and they just smash your computer with a hammer and give you a new one.
Looks like you need a new one.
Yeah. Yours is broken. No, it has Vista and I can't log in. It's broken. I just can't log in. It's broken. Smash. Bye. Go away. Oh, we're dancing again.
Yeah. It's one of those videos where you actually feel uncomfortable watching it.
And you're in the safety. Those kids that do not work at a Microsoft store, let's assume they even went to a functional Microsoft store and said, okay, everybody. Brian, director, we're going to do this fake dance video thing. So there's a lot of enthusiasm. Let's just see some pep. Let's see some spirit. Ignore the customers just like you would. I mean, that's standard. They're probably all ex-Best Buy employees, so I'm sure they're quite, you know, familiar
like, with shitting on the customers. Bro, I got this. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, ignoring customers is my bag, bro. I've been not selling people digital cameras for 4 years for $6 an hour. I wrote the book on not helping people. They wanted to make me manager of pissing people off.
What?
I don't know.
That sounds good.
So we never did. say anything else about the Star Treks, though?
Still talking about it?
No, because I was going to say something about it. And then, I guess yours probably has all the extras. I saw some photos of the extras online, behind the scenes. Seeing J.J. Abrams on the bridge, like next to Spock, ruins the whole thing for me. The 4-foot-tall, curly-haired Jewish guy and then like all the aliens. It blows the suspension of disbelief out of the water.
Are there Jews in space?
Well, no, not anymore. Can't it's in the future.
Them. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, wait. I forgot we covered that earlier.
Yeah, it's in the future.
Right.
I think your video game took care of that.
Well, that's not my video game.
Was that? A telephone?
Oh. Wait, do you have a home phone?
What the hell is happening?
Whoa, wait. Yeah.
What's even going on? Oh! It hurts.
So, this just in, Eli has a home
phone.
What
does that mean?
Why is it still ringing?
When it yells at you like that.
There's a fucking answering machine? What is going on?
Is there some sort of audio cassette in it?
We just went back in time 20 years.
What was wrong with your robot?
You have to have it for Fios.
Why was your robot screaming at us?
That can't be true. Hi, I need service from the future.
Okay, well, also, we're going to have to send you a Pony Express. That's ridiculous. Good God. Okay, so, then, what else did we do on our summer vacation? We had a Halloween party.
That was pretty sweet.
On the All Hallows Eve, and we did a shitty movie night, mm-hmm. movies provided by the fine people at Rotten Cotton, rottencotton.com,
God bless them.
For sending us a copy of their film, Black Devil Doll.
Their tour de force.
Their Negro puppet rape murder tour de force.
Fantasy.
You're
extravagant.
Why did you say that?
Because she says it in the movie, so I can say
it. It's a quote.
Oh, my God.
It actually is in this book.
22 minutes. I have to bleep that. Okay. 22. Okay, good. Yeah, they also sent you the novelization of their movie. I have to say this. I can give this movie, which I believe you can only purchase directly from them.
Correct.
Let me take a step back. The movie itself, the film, as it were, is about a reincarnated, possible, accused serial killer and serial rapist.
No, he pretty much admits to it.
Not in the beginning. So you just spoiled the entire movie.
Oh, no.
God damn it. So he is reincarnated through the magic of the Ouija board into a sort of like a Howdy Doody type marionette.
Right.
Which then grows an afro, turns black, and gets a giant dick. Then spends about an hour raping and murdering 5-ish sluts, I guess?
5 or 6?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Oh, and that one
body count is high.
He does rape that one guy.
Yeah, there was that one.
And then kill him. He also at one point projectile shits on a door, which then melts the door.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
that. And then he goes in and rapes and kills the girl.
That's
inside.
Funny. I kind of think I found that
part of the book.
Yeah.
And now what you've got in your hands is the novelization of the movie which we're describing, The Black Devil Doll.
Right.
So look, if you do anything akin to the shitty movie nights that we've explained this in the past, we've even shared with the listeners in the past via internet magic.
It's a big time thumbs up for a shitty movie.
It's a really good way to do this.
It changed my life.
Because I mean, there are genuine shitty movies that don't know, and then there's movies like this where it's like it was just some guys getting together, having fun, making a movie that turned out just amazingly. I don't know what's a word that means bad, but I loved it. Like I don't know
how America.
America. It's very America. Then
it's okay. Very American.
Excellent.
It's extremely
Excellent.
America.
Do you want to read?
I will say this section.
An excerpt.
Can you do a dramatic reading of it?
A dramatic reading from Black Devil Doll. The Black Devil Doll bent over and aimed his rectal shaft like a dung cannon. Fired his brown, soupy load right at the door, which instantly began to eat through the cheap plywood like acid. Within seconds, his leavings had burned a huge hole, and smoke filled the hallway, setting off the fire alarm with a neen beep. Man, that's some powerful ass dookie. He stepped through into the bedroom. Daddy's home, baby. Daddy's home.
And Daddy was home, children.
Oh, yes. You know, it was almost more poetical.
Poetical?
From the book.
I think it would actually be funnier just to buy the book and read it to your friends.
Like for Christmas?
Like sitting on a chair on a stage with a single spotlight. One man play.
I think it's really funny that I just like did this, and then the scene that we talked about was there in front of me.
That's how great this movie is. Yeah, it's magic. I mean, it's serendipity. It's baby
God,
Jesus.
God did that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's got baby Jesus all over it.
Yeah. So
things like that don't just happen, Eli. Right. That would be coincidence, and as we all know, that is just the devil's word for lack of faith.
Right. So we want to thank Sean Lewis for.
And everyone is it Rotten Cotton Films or is it just Rotten Cotton?
You know, I don't remember. But yes, let's
or
go
understand.
With Let's go with Rotten Cotton. I guess they had some other
But it is rottencotton.com if you want to get a copy of this
Lowest
movie,
Common Denominator Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, there was that too. Look, if you Google Black Devil Doll, you're either going to find our first podcast about it or their actual website. So because what's great about this is like the fruition of a dream in that we first talked to them and then you interviewed them at a Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's like episode
8. A year and a half ago?
Eight,
I mean, it was
something.
A long time ago. And they were still... And...
They were being held up by ILM.
the Post.
Oh, yeah,
Post
no.
was...
Well,
because
their title
you.
Sequence was actually very,
I have
very
to say
well
this. Their titles, their DVD menus, and their music was all great.
Yeah.
The film itself, you know, hey, whatever. But
was wonderful. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, but the funky soul music in the background during all the puppet rapes and murders was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, it really set the mood.
Yeah, definitely kept my spirits up.
Yeah, it was.
You know, just so you know, stick around after the credits.
Oh yeah,
because you don't have a choice because right. It just stuff keeps happening.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster ride
of Dookie.
Epic proportions.
Of leavings.
Leavings. His anal, what do they call it? His anal cannon?
No, his rectal cannon?
Rectal shaft.
Wow, rectal
like
shaft.
Like an anal cannon, I believe was the metaphor.
Wow.
The simile that they used.
It's
right.
The poetical. Ones
that,
poetical.
Just like the ones they
the
used
word.
In World War II when the Civil right. War prior to that.
That's how we beat Hitler.
Right.
Cacao.
Let's see.
And then, well.
White T sat down in a bar called the Chuggin' Monkey, which was directly across a trash-lined alley from the rear entrance to the Tin Shit House. He had a seat near the window and was half-drunk over the bar, working on his third gin and juice. I'm gonna get that white girl back, yo. She gonna be my girl again. I love that bitch. Love her. Who you calling an asshole, asshole? Don't you know I is a player? That's good dialogue. Oh my god.
You saw it. It was good.
Do you remember when the girl was getting fucked during the cookout and then her kids came up?
Oh yeah.
And you couldn't really understand what her kids were saying?
They yeah, that was saying, like a spoiler in the trailer.
Mommy, can we have some more bean dip? I said no, go play with the other kids. But mommy... Tommy, I'm going to count to three. Okay, gee whiz. That was the kid's lines while his mom was getting
fucking
doggy styled up
railroaded
up against the fucking snack tray.
Yeah, I'm glad they kept the kids clean though. That was
oh
no,
yeah, let's go.
That would have been one line too far. I think
if they'd cursed,
definitely there was, inappropriate.
There was almost certainly simulated intercourse happening with the kids right nearby. I'm thinking they kept it real. I don't think there was anything simulated about that.
You think there was actual penetration in the movie?
I'm going to have to say yes. So there's Black Devil Doll. Check it out. Watch it. Get some friends. Get drunk.
BlackDevilDoll.com.
Love it.
The
love
penetration
it.
Was real.
Love it.
The tits weren't.
It penetrated my heart. I know that. It spewed anal chef Dookie all over my soul. If anything ever did. Then we went to Found Footage Live.
That was fun.
FoundFootageFestival.com. they do the ultimate shitty, not necessarily movie, but footage, I guess in their title, you can explain that. These guys go to thrift stores and garage sales and like churchyard sales and just buy VHS tapes sight unseen and then put together a live show with the just incredibly horrible footage. Definitely check out their website. They just launched something new where they're posting videos as they get them online. So between the shows, you can see new stuff. Found footage festival. And
their new DVD should be coming out pretty soon.
They're on volume five.
Number four or five.
The one that we saw was volume four.
Four.
And that should be out
pretty soon.
That was good.
It was good.
And they're still on tour. They could be coming to your city.
Yeah. It seems like they're going.
It's a cheap show and a really good time.
And there is male nudity, so
oh my you should, God.
You should probably go.
I was so unprepared for that.
They seem to bring that in that truckloads every
industrial
year.
Jack-off machine. That was, God, that was terrifying.
Yeah, that was great. Without ruining anything,
that
yeah.
caught me off guard. Well, I just said industrial jack-off machine. I mean, I'm pretty sure that gives it away.
No.
It really doesn't. That just knocks you on your ass.
They'll be expecting it, but they won't be expecting that.
No, it put me on the ground.
God, it was amazing.
I could barely recover from that. Then we had, and we got to meet those guys, and it was they were really nice. And that's sort of all the big stuff. And then I've got some questions from the tweet sack, and one of them was about the cons. So I guess I'll talk about all the cons I've done during my downtime. Oh, and then the very reason that I wasn't available for a podcast, we all had different reasons, but my reason was that I was finishing up the first Hijinks and Sue book,
woo,
which is now available and shipping. Thank you. Please. That's enough. Thank you. So there's only about 100 pre-orders left to sketch and ship out as of this exact moment.
Shouldn't you be doing that right now?
Way to go, retard.
Why are
way
you...
Way to offer up
why are you
service?
Here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Man, I'm doing my best. What can I say? Anyway, order that because it's awesome. And if you want to see the kind of sketches that I've been doing... Because I'm not just fucking drawing, you know, Josh facing to the left with a fucking dick in his face or whatever.
There was that one.
There was. But I'm doing actual, like, custom artwork in every book. So get the artist edition at store.hijinksandsue.com. And with the launch of the book, I've been doing conventions for the past few months and will continue to do so. So we can talk more about that in a second. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we look at the tweet sack?
We can talk about television.
Well, I think there's some tweet sack in that, or some of that in the tweet sack. But first of all, the biggest thing that's happened in the last month or so, I guess, is the decline and cancellation of Dollhouse.
Is that really that big?
Expected, yeah.
Really?
Well, do you have anything to say about it?
That I saw it coming? Like... I was like, oh, this is getting good.
Then let's get more specific.
Better not get attached to it.
Let me get more
it.
Specific then. Would it have been better had it never been picked up for a second season? We would have ended with Epitaph 1.
Well, that doesn't even count. Like,
I'm saying...
That was only in the DVD. Like, that wasn't real.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is there anything that's happened so far this season that makes you think, thank God we got a second season?
I enjoyed
it was getting
the
there.
Characters...
Well, here's what I've heard.
I don't know.
That is going to hopefully make me eat my words that the show really just was floundering and didn't really deserve any sort of devotion. Was that, you know how last season, the second half of the first season picked up and really made you want to watch it. And apparently the second half of the second season is supposed to do the same thing. Yeah. Which sucks because they're going to blow through those. They're doing, I think, six of them in December and then another three in January, if they even still do that. Now that it's been canceled. And they're supposed to be really good. Wash comes back for at least two of them.
Yay.
Maybe,
that'll be cool.
Maybe Dushku dies in the next episode, and then everyone else takes over the show from there.
That would be an interesting twist.
She's always been the weakest link. She's such a fucking terrible actress. My God.
That show wasn't going to be any better than what it was because it had to appeal to the network before it had to appeal. They were trying to appeal to the network more so than they were to us. Because we were like, okay, that's great. Can we get the episode where we care now?
Yeah, the premise was really simple for geeks to get, and they kept just trying to drive the premise home. Like, people didn't understand the moral implications of what they were doing.
Well, that's the thing, though. I think people understood. I don't think the network understood. And they're like, I don't get it.
They're just, every single episode, they were trying to hand you the premise on a silver platter. And you're like, no, I fucking get it.
It's the same episode.
Go kill something.
It's the same idea of, like, Firefly going, like, oh, it's a space western. I don't get it. Okay, we'll put a choo-choo train in that episode. Do you get it now? Oh,
like a cowboy.
I got it.
Where are the horses?
They're in space horses. Oh, no horses? Well, then we're going to need another pilot.
Now, everyone's going to have laser guns. Not in a western. They need bullets. Okay.
You keep using the word western.
What is this?
Where's this saloon
western? Actually, that would have been pretty cool. If there was like a saloon they frequented in
Firefly. I'm sure that those are all things
there
that...
There were saloons.
Well, there were saloons, but I mean like the one from Back to the Future 3. That would have been cool.
Right.
Spittoon specifically.
They should have just aired Back to the Future 3 for the pilot of Firefly. And they're like, that's our show.
But every once in a while they made spaceship noises.
Right.
There were spaceship flybys between the cutscenes.
See, that's where the space element works itself in.
Now, how is this different from another show? Well, you see the planet they're on? It's not Earth.
This all makes sense.
Okay, now listen. I'm thinking outside the box here,
Whedon,
but there should be up a sign that says this is not Earth so that people get that. That would actually be pretty good, is like the development meetings for Firefly. This looks an awful lot like California. The desert. But it's not. They say they're going to a different planet. Can we put up a sign that says, now leaving Earth, now entering new different planet.com phone, please? Sure. Yeah, we'll do.
Okay.
Because my son likes it.
Why are we talking about anymore? Firefly now?
I don't care anymore.
That's great.
The Whedon connection. I don't care.
I'm just saying that's what Dollhouse was. Is
same thing.
Constantly trying to appeal to the network.
Somewhere in the middle of season one, they all went, oh my God, they're hookers. Like the network just dawns on it.
They're hookers. No. Fixed. Kill it. Kill it with fire.
So
now I got to pay extra for that seat in heaven.
Whatever.
Heaven is open to bribery now. Is that?
Always has been.
Always was.
God damn it.
When you.
Damn never mind. It.
So you don't follow up on your.
Didn't get the memo.
It's in the last chapter. Yeah. There's two pages stuck together.
It's a
tear-out
page.
It's a fold-in, like Mad Magazine.
Oh, right.
It's with like, PS, send $200
to this address. With a perforation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why when you pull it out of the drawer in the hotels, that section
never mind. So, Dollhouse got canceled. I don't think anyone at this table is particularly sad or surprised. Though, the next 9 episodes might change that, and they'll be like, oh, God damn it. Now it was going somewhere.
Can we go back to the dying relative metaphor?
Oh, God damn it. Oh,
okay.
Like, it's finally passing.
Sonny's back.
Hell yeah. Sonny's been good this season.
Yeah. Last season, there was some sort of floundering episode. Like, it was still amusing, but there were like 4 episodes in a row where they were literally all just screaming on top of each other. Like, which was funny.
There have been 4 seasons in a row of them screaming on top of each other.
I get it. But I mean, like, there was little else.
Right. That's the formula.
No, I know. I think they went a little bit too deep into formula last season.
I heard an interview with Sweet D and Charlie, and somebody was asking, they're like, you guys just freeball it, don't you? Like, that's how these episodes are so great. And they're like, nope.
Sweet D's going commando.
They're like, actually, we're so out of control that it's mandatory that we write the script. So everything that they're yelling is worked in there. They said they really do not... ad-lib that much, if ever. And that even Danny DeVito, I guess with Danny DeVito, they just watch him and then write down his actions and go, here, read this. But that's just him.
Jolly!
Yeah, being himself.
Oh my God.
Frank, so, nobody wants to see a 70-year-old man eating trash out of a trash can.
I'm the trash man!
I'll throw this trash can.
And then I spread trash all over the ring.
And then I'll eat the trash. That was such a great
Josh idea. Is doing Birds of War wings.
What was it?
I think we should go back to the pigeon thing.
Yeah.
What was it?
I'm getting more of a chicken vibe off these costumes.
Wasn't it like pigeon?
Pigeon boys.
Cuckoo! That's right. The pigeon boys.
The pigeon boys. I love when he starts doing the wing motion. He's like, I'm digging this motion, bro. We need to work that in. We want to do a thing about how we're eagles and we protect our nests. And we eat fish and we feed our young. You're just talking about the lives of eagles. You're not actual eagles. The muscles of men.
That was a great episode.
We got the feathers of eagles, but the muscles of men.
The king of all episodes was fucking Dick Towels and the shotgun
and the gunshot.
The
I'm gonna blast you in the face.
Have you watched the Dick Towels website?
Yeah.
DickTowels.com. They have an infomercial, and he's like...
Oh, yeah.
He does the little... The dick towel is a towel with a tiny dick and men's legs printed on the front and an ass on the back. So when you wrap it around yourself, it looks like you're naked. It's funny. People laugh at it. But then you switch it on him, and it's a huge dick. And so he's showing that to the girl in the infomercial, and he's like, does that turn you on? She's like, oh, yeah. Does that make you want to see the real thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
it's the switch that makes it work.
Bro, that's the smallest bird I've ever seen.
I love how that was the first time on that show that I was actually shocked.
The dick
because towel? Because when when it happens on the screen and they have to put the big black sensor bar over it, I was like, oh my god, that's for real.
They don't actually show it on the screen, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like, censor that. Bro, that's one big ass dick. That's the biggest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And like
on the website it says coming soon, dick towel black and dick towel hat. Well, how could there possibly be a hat? That doesn't make any sense.
It's so great.
Also,
all the ideas out of that episode, the whole like the shotgun that shot
the gunshot.
Yeah, the gunshot.
I made vodka bullets, Charlie.
The eggs.
It's a Patty's stress ball. Oh, let me see it, Frank. Come on, it's just an egg! Well, you're not supposed to squeeze it that hard.
So it was the egg, the towel, the shotgun.
And they had a pistol,
had
too.
Something.
Dee just got all merchandising rights.
Oh, that's right.
Which she then lost to
they
the
bring
lawyer.
In, yeah, they bring in the lawyer. That was pretty great.
You win some. I win some. You win some. We're both men of law.
Look, we both know law. Here.
Bird law. Yeah, if you're not watching Always Sunny, please try and fix that. It'll make you happy. Make you smile. Everybody,
do yourself a favor. What else is
Are there? We all watching V or just
no, me? No. Before we go to that,
okay.
Are you watching Modern Family?
Oh, yes.
No, I know it's supposed to be good, but I don't have time.
It's damn good.
It is good.
Damn it.
And it,
I
it's,
have enjoyed
that it. Why does this always happen? Why this don't is just another, stop making shows?
This is another mandatory show.
You're at home all day. Why aren't
working.
You working. You can draw in front of the TV.
Not very fast. I work like 16 hours
a day.
This is
what you do. You stop watching The Office and work in that show.
Actually, yeah, that's a good trade.
Is it 30 minutes or an hour?
It's 30 minutes.
Really? It seems like it'd be an hour.
It's 30 minutes.
I like The Office, though.
The Office never is done well. Horrible and not fun to watch anymore.
Yeah. I think I watch The Office now the same way that you watch Smallville.
Hey.
Except that The Office is not a pile of trash.
You
want
to know what's really funny? Really, really funny?
Did you stop?
No.
God damn
this it. Season of Smallville...
Oh, God, I know.
...is so much better than most of the other shows I'm begrudgingly watching right now.
They brought on the Wonder Twins.
Well, that was horrible.
That is retarded.
But... I am saying they have.
There's nothing else worth talking about.
They
made the Wonder Twins real.
They don't explain them either. They're just there.
Oh, God.
They never refer to themselves as Wonder Twins, though.
Right, and that's that show's retarded gimmick.
But.
Stupid.
I was going to say it was better.
I can't believe we're even talking about it.
What's the other terrible show I watched that this is better than now?
The Office?
No, there's another in the same category. Was there another sci-fi show that just ended?
No.
Not Battlestar, obviously.
Monk?
Stargate?
Monk, yes. It's Monk that Monk. I'm thinking of. Yes. It's very much like Smallville.
Yeah, the OCD detective.
Oh, yeah. Heroes.
Oh, God.
Smallville is actually better than Heroes. If Smallville's a 3, Heroes is a 1.5.
Right, so gonorrhea is better than syphilis. Who cares?
I'm just saying, if you got to pick your poison.
So you're driving next to Hitler in that propaganda poster. If you drive to work, if you don't carpool, then you're supporting Hitler.
That makes no sense with anything that I'm saying at all.
No, that's not even close. It's exactly what
not
I'm saying.
Not even close.
What I'm saying is...
I'm not saying watch Smallville. For the love of God, don't watch it. I'm just saying it's better than Heroes. If you're watching Heroes, then reevaluate your life.
But don't watch either. It all comes around
because Smallville's better.
Why? It all comes around to... what is that show, an hour? That's two wasted shows right there.
42 minutes.
It's two wasted shows right there.
What's wrong with you?
A lot of stuff.
Because let's go back to the topic at hand. Modern Family?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
It's amazingly good. Because I have
superheroes.
It's got Al Bundy.
Does it have heat vision? Man, he got old.
Yeah. And he's old.
That's because it's been like 20 years.
I love the gay couple on there, though. I've seen half of one episode. It was hilarious.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. Actually,
I saw the one
every
where
character in that episode
the
was
redheaded
awesome.
Guy is still begrudging his sister for screwing up his skating career.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny.
They were called Fire and Ice.
That was funny. Yeah.
No, but if you watch the first episode,
dude, the
with
whole,
like Lion King,
when the Lion King thing happened, I had to stop it.
Amazing.
What's it on crying. ABC?
Yes.
So it's probably online somewhere.
That's the thing that's shocking about it, because you're like, ABC, they don't do anything. Like they
No, it's really good.
They have that Lost show that I don't even remember what happened last time
and
that
then
was
that,
on television.
And then that other Lost show called Flash Forward that we all stopped watching.
Right.
Three episodes in.
Yeah.
I skipped 4 episodes and then watched the next one, and it seemed like I hadn't missed anything. Like nothing had happened.
There was probably a lot of crying in there.
Well, here's what was stupid. What I had missed, which they perfectly explained in the recap and then talked about for a fucking hour,
right,
was that everyone's scared that their future is going to come true.
Oh no.
Did what I see, is it definitely going to happen? So one guy had hit in his vision something about him being somewhere got a woman killed. I don't know what exactly, but in his vision he knew if I'm at this place at this time in my vision, this lady dies. And he was an FBI agent. She didn't have a vision because she was dead.
Right.
So he kills himself, changing her future. And then everyone gets happy. And I'm like, why? They're all like, the future can be changed because if he's not there, she won't die. So everyone needs to kill themselves? Like,
yay.
You're all stupid.
We
the show's
change
stupid.
The future. Bam.
Yeah, the show's terrible. Don't watch it. Don't watch Flash Forward.
It was funny because I think, like, geeks around the world just were like, it's got a cool name.
The right people. The right premise.
The first episode
it's got Sulu.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And then we're
the disaster? I mean, that was great. That was better than the plane crash on Lost. Well, think about the first episode of Lost, how you're as disoriented during that episode as the people are.
Right.
There's fucking... Yeah, probably. There's fucking engines everywhere and shit falling and fireballs coming out of the sky. But that disaster on the first episode of Flash Forward, god damn. I mean, think about it. Every single plane in the air will probably crash. Every car on the... Well, a lot. Okay. Every plane landing will crash.
Right. Every commercial jetliner is going to be fine for 2 minutes.
Depending on what they were doing for those 2 minutes. If they were taken off, they're dead.
Right.
If they were elevating, they're probably dead. Thank you. We thought stuff kept popping into my head while I was watching that. Like, let's say you're swimming, you're dead. Let's say you are driving a jet ski, you're probably dead. Yeah. You know, you are
jerking off.
Depending on where you are.
That's what I'm saying. Like
every single car on the road probably crashed.
Do you only jerk off in dangerous places?
Like how else do you get off?
In excess.
Like, does your life have to be in danger to trigger now? Like to actually
look. Once you've done it a million times, you really have to up the ante for it to even be partially exciting. I typically slather my feet in meat and then I walk through a pit of wolverines.
Right.
And try in front of a wall and try and hit him in the eye.
In front of a wall of peanut butter.
Right. But even these days, it's only worth a semi.
No, I try and pop him in the eye, though, with it at the end. Like, I hate it.
I mean, just look at... just look at what's-his-face, David Carradine.
Yeah, he's a fucking goddamn ninja. I mean, that life, you can't top that.
He had his flash forward.
That's true.
That's what happened.
In his flash forward, he was hanging in a closet holding his dick. And he's like, well, I might as well.
What happened? Although I have to say, about that show...
He was trying to change his future by doing it early.
When I thought I was going to enjoy that show, when... They're
halfway
talking,
through the pilot?
They're talking to the black dude from the Hunt for Red October, who's the FBI guy.
Right, yeah.
Priscilli?
No. That's his name. Yeah. Priscilli. Actually, the Ping was...
No, that was the Asian guy, Wan Ping.
No.
Oh.
If I had my soundboard, it'd be going on the No, I was thinking more of the Charlie Brown theme, but... No, the black guy who's the FBI, like, head honcho.
Sure.
No,
like,
I have no
that
idea.
That guy was in the Hunt for Red October.
Everybody was in some way or another.
But when they ask him, like, what were you doing in your flash forward? He's like, I was in a meeting.
Oh, yeah, he was taking a dump.
Yeah, that was awesome. Where he was like, I was taking a dump, and then I woke up covered in shit. Because I reemerged from the blackout.
The only funny thing about him was that he was taking a dump when it happened, and in his flash forward, he was also taking a dump. And he wakes up like, God damn, am I ever not shitting? That's all I do!
I know,
and
that's
why... his buddy's drowning in a urinal. That's funny.
That's when I thought, like, oh, this show's going to be pretty good, because it's a serious matter, but they're adding a lot of humor to it, and then they brought in a Nazi, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. For those of you still not watching it, the one that I saw showed...
Don't.
That one that I saw after skipping four episodes showed that Charlie from Lost did it. He did.
Spoilers.
He did the black.
Spoilers,
by the
way.
You are everybody.
Ow. You are everybody. Drive shaft.
Yeah, he did it. So did the guy with the autistic kid.
Whatever.
They did it. So I will say this. Good up on them for not waiting 4 years to say who did it. They waited like five episodes. But still, it sucks.
Well, it's based on a book.
It's also a Canadian series that I thought was much better in the idea that the blackout was 2 years in the future, which means they had a lot more time to fuck around with it, whereas this one's 6 months. So, like, 6 months are going to come, and they're going to be like, okay, what do we do for season two? Another blackout? Oh, okay. Speaking of ABC, have you heard what they're doing on Lost next season?
No. Are you going to spoil something horrible?
This is just the shit that they're telling. They're promoting it for next season. So, you know, at the end of last season, spoilers, if you haven't seen the final episode of the last season of Lost, spoilers. Okay, so Juliet blows up the island with a hydrogen bomb in the past, which would mean everything that had happened since, like, 1977 would be in some way different. Okay, in the final season... No one's on the island. Everyone's on the mainland doing different shit. Ben's a teacher. All of the dead people are alive, but not all of them come back because they didn't all want to. And so it's like it's not a continuation. It's an alternate timeline.
Weird.
So for their final season, they're throwing everything out and basically starting over.
Why not?
I don't think they could have wrapped it all up. It's kind of like a DC thing. Like, they're just retconning, you know, whatever the fuck they want to now. So, I'll be really interested to see if that final season's good. Because I thought the last season was just all over the
fucking
place.
Doc Brown's
going
to show up. Marty, it's your kids. Jack!
Why did it turn out to be assholes?
No, he marries a black guy. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I just thought you had a problem with it, Marty.
I just thought you might want to know.
Yeah, that
was a good Family Guy episode.
It'd be difficult if that. I mean, there'd be a lot of ways they can screw that up to where it's not interesting anymore.
So, to be fair, you could have said that about when the flash forwards began, not the show.
I thought that
Lost
was a relief. I was so sick of seeing their past that I was actually really relieved when we started seeing their future.
But that was a very dramatic shift in storytelling.
It really was, and it was probably also, you know, like about the time the show should have ended, because it was about when they ran out of ideas.
Yeah, whatever. I'll still watch it till it's done.
Yeah, well, of course.
I enjoy it.
I mean, it's a commitment.
Too invested.
Here's what's funny, though. Your investment's pretty much null and void now, because the stories that you were waiting to see finalized, I don't think they're going to be. Unless at some point they go back and stop Juliet from blowing up the island.
Probably.
Speaking of Juliet, she is the star of V, or Va, if you're going to say it phonetically.
Modern Family. Va. Sorry, is that pronounced correctly? Sorry. If you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no one does. Are we all watching V?
Yes.
Everybody? Okay. Are we all caught up with V?
Two.
There was an episode tonight.
Is the third one tonight?
Yep. Tonight would be the fourth one.
There's the third first one. Two.
So you did not...
There's only been two. A pilot and an episode after that.
That is...
Tonight is episode three.
Incorrect. There has been three, I want to say.
No, there have only
there's
been...
There's the pilot. There's the one after that. And then there's the one where the son signs up to be an ambassador.
Which is
the
V's. Two.
That was the second one.
It was the second one.
I swear I've seen more than two.
One plus two. All right,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's three.
Plus it's been one. Three.
It TiVo tonight.
Is...
Okay. So,
which was great because it filled the Tuesday night void.
It's getting really mixed reviews, which I find weird. I think it's pretty solid. It's definitely sci-fi. It's definitely got the creepiness factor of the whole.
I find it generally entertaining if I turn off my brain because it's pretty stupid. Yeah,
you really think so?
Yes,
it's an 80s remake.
Yeah, but
they're doing exactly what
Battlestar was.
I'm not concerned about the plot. I'm just talking about like character to character interactions. Those people are retarded.
No, yeah, sure, but that's what I'm saying. Like
the dialogue is terrible, and like
Denise, give us some time.
Denise and I mentioned how it's funny how shows like V or any of these shows are better, or at times, if not always, better than what you're seeing in the movie theater right now. And you look at a show like V, and it's gonna take a little bit of time to develop because they're totally selling on the fact that it's like, oh, we get this 80s, like they have me because I watched it in the 80s. So
I was way too young for that.
I'm gonna tune in because I'm like, I wonder how they're gonna make this show happen because
you already know everything.
In the 80s, we're all dumb. And we're like, really? They're lizard people? Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, and it was like very obvious.
It was interesting to me. I don't think there was ever any doubt, so I don't really consider this a spoiler. I don't think there was ever any doubt they were going to be lizard people. I was kind of surprised they revealed that in the pilot.
No, but that's what makes it great.
I
in the
expected
80s version,
them to hold on to that for a while.
In the 80s version, that went on for a long time.
And it would have gotten tedious.
And in the 80s, they could milk that for so long because... Because
there was only four channels anyway.
Have you ever actually looked at what they did with V after the original? Okay, there was a mini series that wrapped up. It finalized.
Right.
And then they were like, no, we want, this did good. Let's make it a show. So then they kind of say, forget about the end of that. Let's go ahead and make this a show. And it's kind of like Highlander. It kind of leaves out the ending and just sort of keeps going. Then they do the show for a while. And then if you look at Wikipedia, there's like a couple of made-for-TV movies or something after that, but it never quite resolved, I guess.
I remember that. I remember all that.
So, you know, they really did try and milk it for everything they had. Unlike Battlestar, which completely just took the name of the show, the name of the ship, and the names of a few characters, and then rewrote everything.
Thank God.
Because, yeah, that old one was just ridiculously shitty. This seems to be taking pretty much the exact same premise and just updating it. And then also, what? Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to ask, did you ever watch the original?
I've seen maybe two episodes of it.
Oh, but not back then.
No.
Okay. That's actually one of my earliest TV watching memories.
That would have scared the fuck out of me when they showed the lizard faces.
It scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Gave me nightmares.
Yeah, no, because I've seen those scenes where it's like the faces crack open and they're lizard people and they eat ferrets and shit.
delicious.
I love how on the new one, they're very clearly insinuating that Obama's a V because they're absolutely going like, "What, the V's want to give us free universal healthcare?" Yes. Yes, humans, we do. That's what we want to give you is universal health care. It's not socialism. It's alien love.
We're going to kill you with kindness.
Yeah.
And health care.
And then so Obama dresses the country. He's like,
Americans, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say we welcome the V's. We welcome their universal health care. We welcome their mandatory ferret and weevil, vole weevil? And hamster lunches to be handed out. Weevil? I don't know why they want that, but it seems like a good plan. Weevil. We should all start eating live muskrats and weevils. Marmots.
Marmot. Nice marmot.
Did you just cross marmot with varmint?
No, that's from Big Lebowski. Marmot.
No, I know what a marmot
is. Oh, marmint.
Is. He marmint. Said marmot.
Marmaduke. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Big red dog.
But the funny thing about Marmaduke is he's too big. And no, just hear me out. This is what's really funny. This is why I laugh at it. He'll try and get in the car, and he's too big for the car. Or the lady will make a pie, and then he wants to eat the pie, and he's too. He's a big red dog. He can't eat the pie.
I like.
Oh, that's funny. You. My God, that is funny.
Back to V real quick.
Dagwood likes a big sandwich and naps, and they don't want to give them to him. Don't eat my candy.
What I do like about V.
Kathy is unhappy with her weight. And likes chocolate.
Ack! And even, she'll never get a man.
No, she got married next
week. Because she's fat.
Even though they're playing it off the 80s version.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Were we talking about something?
They're actually doing a decent job of like...
Of having Marina Baccarin be hot.
Yeah. Way better than...
She was way hotter in Firefly.
That is absolutely true because she was a hooker.
Right.
A space hooker.
They're doing a way better job
space
of like...
Hooker. Space hooker! She's a motherfucking
in the 80s,
space hooker, not a space...
In the 80s, they were you doing the whole the whole thing about like who's an alien, da 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 da. And I realized like in the 80s when we're all retarded, we're like, that guy can't be an alien. And then
he seems nice,
right? There's no way. But now the way that they're doing it with like the FBI guy going like, I have this audio of you like talking on the phone, so you're like obviously an alien. Like, but then he's like, I got it from some other group that had, and you're like,
maybe he's not an alien.
Maybe not.
Well, yeah, it's like, they're going to drop clues.
The other priest, totally.
Oh, he's totally an alien.
Like, completely.
He's the Vatican says...
He's a fucking lizard pedophile.
No, every once in a while he's like the Vatican says the lizard... The V's are excellent friends for us to love. Jesus loves them too.
Where's my marmot?
I need to eat a marmot. I'm working on a...
A dookie?
I'm working on a marmot-sized dookie. Wait, what? You know what's horrible is when you have to unhinge your jaw. I mean, cut up your food and masticate it with your human teeth.
I got sent to Earth because I keep touching the boy lizards.
We rapidly change sexes, so it's hard to tell.
But it's more fun for me.
Whatever.
There goes my tail.
So
again.
Is it like? It's a great is it like? Game. Yeah, is it like their tails? If he grabs their dick, do they just break off and run away? Yes, they're dog lizard boys.
Do they grow back?
Yeah, no, instantly. Almost instantly. That's why there's no law against it.
Are you kidding? I would use it as a weapon at that point.
Just, like lizard law?
Just break that shit off and just bam.
Dude, I know lizard law. Bro.
I don't think you can have a bird like
but
that.
But even if you say it's dumb, it is interesting that they're really trying to make you think that everyone's a V and then kind of pulling back on that. I do think, though, if they're not really careful, like, remember in They Live with Roddy Piper, eventually they got sunglasses that let you see all the aliens. They're going to have to do something like that, because if we have to spend 3 years wondering if everyone's a V, then it's gonna get tedious.
Well, isn't it a miniseries?
V?
Yeah.
No, it's a series.
Oh, I thought it was
it's
a miniseries.
It's been picked up for a full season already.
I will say they're finally... Somebody's listening to this podcast at the networks because they're finally going to, like, the safety house of, like, okay, we need 3 people from Battlestar, 2 people from Firefly, 1 person from that Buffy show, maybe, or any of those shows that are related, and maybe a dash of, like... I don't know, a Sunny or something.
A lizard priest.
We can throw in every here and there. Because we were all like, man, I hope they all get work. And then now they all have work doing pretty much all the same show.
Right.
Which is fine by me.
Well, but it's don't funny ever seeing get them real work ever again is the problem. Right.
It's funny seeing them go into the wheelhouse going like, you, fuck you. You're cool. You come with us. And it's like their safety net now. They're guaranteed,
sorry, book.
They're guaranteed to get never work again. A certain amount of people because we'll say like, hey, what's her face from one of the Cylons is on right. V. And we're like, and she's probably pissed because they can't seem to write a human role.
Half the people on Battlestar are on Dollhouse this season.
Yeah.
Ty shows up when it comes back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Helen is on a show now.
They put one of the guys on Flash Forward, one of the Cylons. The one that, I only saw it in the trailer. I have no idea. It was the guy who makes Kara Thrice.
Leoben?
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in Flash Forward.
Dean Stockwell?
What are you doing here?
God, he's terrible.
Did you watch The Plant?
I don't want to talk about it. I did a comic about it.
You want me to read what you do?
No, I don't want to talk about The Plant. Okay. The Plant sucked. So I think from us, that's a warmish recommendation for V.
I enjoy it. It's
not rocking my world, but I'm glad there's aliens and spaceships on TV. I don't know.
I'm glad there's something on Tuesday nights.
God, yeah, they need one more show on Thursday. At the end of Thursday, my TiVo cries.
Man.
Friday morning, it's like, accepted
call! Has anyone been watching the new season of Venture Brothers?
No, I'm completely ignoring it.
Wait, you're one of those, aren't you?
That watches it exactly when it comes on? What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm confused now.
Who of us would not be watching the new season of Venture Brothers?
I'm just sure.
Oh, I realized in the car that I could do...
Why would you do that?
I could do all of the new voices because they're just Dean slightly... or Hank slightly modified. Like Sergeant Hatred is just gruff Dean. They're actually overusing that just a hair. Like... They've got like three new characters that sound exactly like Dean.
But Hank, I like South Park, Hank. So I'm used to
it. No, South Park's terrible. My God, this season's been awful. Yes, the new season of Venture Brothers is gold. It's liquid gold, pissed on your face by God. It's awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love that the boys have to grow up now because there aren't any clones left. And they still don't know.
Right.
They still... I love how oblivious they were about all the... The gooey naked guys that died on their front lawn.
Right. They just thought it was some experiment.
Because it's just normal for them. That's so great. Helper comes in as a spider bot. It's so great.
Dean is growing a mustache.
Yeah. I love that. I love that he's embracing super science. No, I love the one where Hatred just gives up. And his speed suit. Hatred just gives up and he's like, Hank! Just shoot me, boy! Why? If you don't love me now, you're never going to... He shoots him. He's like, "You're always gonna remember the day old Hatred took a bullet for you, Hank."
Oh, it's so good.
We're bonded, boy.
Oh God, what was the not Michael Jackson episode? Captain Sunshine or whatever the fuck that guy.
That was freaky. They clarified. Jackson Public clarified on his live journal that while Sergeant Hatred is a very real pedophile, Captain Sunshine was not. It was just a misunderstanding. Yeah,
but Sergeant Hatred is getting better.
I love that he's... No, but the drugs started wearing off in the last episode.
Yes.
He fucks Billy Quiz Boy.
Oh, God.
Good morning!
The little morning after bit. Yeah. Oh, no.
He throws it like, good morning, Sunshine! That was so good.
Oh, God, the gush is so good.
Oh, it's a trap! They put a boy in a bag! They're preying on my weakness.
How is it okay? What is he
telling Hank? He says, Hank, you know about the birds and bees? Yeah, for like 2 years now. Well, you know how sometimes some bees like other bees and some birds like other birds? He says, like
some Uncle Gentleman. Like eggs.
But he says, like Uncle Gentleman. What's his name, like Sergeant Gentleman or whatever, Major Gentleman? Oh my God.
Oh,
some birds like eggs.
I love that we now have a show with a sympathetic character that is a pedophile.
A recovering pedophile.
But even when he lapses, he's still so fucking lovable.
Oh my god.
He means so hard.
That was terrifying.
So good.
Yeah, that show, I mean, whereas you miss the presence of Brock, I have embraced Sergeant Hatred. I love him.
Oh yeah.
I love when he's crying in the bathroom because Hank doesn't love him. He's just so full of hate. He's like, you've got hatred tattooed on your face and down your chest. I've also got a tattoo of Calvin and Hobbes. And Calvin's not pissing on anything. They're hugging each other. I want to be the backup voiceover for that entire show. I would learn all of the voices perfectly, and that would be the best job ever. They seem like busy guys. They need the help. They really need the help.
Yeah, you write your letter. Dear.
Yeah,
dear Jackson.
We should be bros. It would be, I feel like I can call you Jackson because we're totally the same. Like, what does he say to the, what's the guy that Mac writes the letter to? The sports dude?
What?
Remember when Mac writes the letter to his baseball hero and tries to get Dean Dita?
Oh.
To give it to him? He's like, I feel like I can call you Chuck or whatever because we're so much alike. That would be totally sweet. Anyway, watch Venture Brothers.
Yay.
It makes people happy.
Yay.
Then, let's see, we've talked about all the TV and such. You dickholes showed up at my last convention, was the Dallas Web Comics Expo. So during this podcast hiatus, I started doing cons. I started with Baltimore Comic Con, which was a smashing success.
Don't ever do that.
Loved it. Lots of Fancy Bastards came out too. We had a meetup. It was great. And then we did West Texas Comic Con in Lubbock, which was also good. And then you dick faces came to Dallas Web Comics Expo, which was a first time show, a very small show. And Josh got a glimpse from the other side of the internet, booth. I guess. Like, what he doesn't normally see, I suppose. It's kind of surreal.
Yeah, I had to deal with people.
Well, what's bizarre is still to this day, I mean, almost everyone assumes that the two of you and I sit down and all put our hands on a pen and make the comic. I don't know why. I have no idea why that assumption is made.
It's because we are all equals
in
this endeavor.
Absolutely not.
And I do just as much work as you.
In no way.
That's true.
Always.
None.
It's right. Technically, none. Elon and I together probably do more than you.
It's like how Ben and Jerry haven't actually touched ice cream in 40 years, but people still assume they do. They don't.
Right.
So people have been writing stuff about that, and they refer to us as, like, the Hijinks and Sue guys were there, and their comic is great.
That's true. Our comic is great.
And that's where I can't even take the compliment.
I am hilarious.
Yeah. It makes me angry.
Yeah. Our comic is great most of the time. So those then, you do on your own, those are not
those
funny.
Are bad. The ones that you don't collaborate on, which are all of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, Josh worked the booth with me for half the day at least, most of the day.
He sold you some books.
He did.
And a t-shirt to Denise.
Well, then all my friends showed up and bought half my merchandise, so it didn't really count.
Like,
but,
yay.
It only got started when I got there.
What? No.
I was like, let's kick this thing off.
Boosh.
The expo will be closing in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Please make all your purchases and head for the door.
I didn't think about how people would be like hanging out all day and then making their final purchases at the end of the day. So like there was like no business for the whole first 6 hours. And then right after I did those two panels at the end, everyone showed up and bought a bunch of shit. It was awesome.
I guess we'll do a podcast next time to kill all the dead time.
Nope. No.
No, I think we will. I think we just committed to that.
Well, you two can, but I won't be involved in it.
Right. Well,
also, you won't be at the table.
We do all the real work at the comic
You won't
anyway.
Be at the table. So you'll be outside in the parking lot doing that.
We're the writers behind Hijinks and stuff.
You're like Lutz from 30 Rock. You're like Lutz and Twofer. Speaking of 30 Rock, they just continually up the ante for quality. This season, above all else, it's ridiculous how much you don't think that show could possibly improve anymore. Hey, it just gets better and better and better.
You know what else is as funny?
What's that?
Modern Family.
Really?
You should watch it.
That seems stupid.
And Community.
Community is not that consistent.
You know what?
Episodes 2 and 3 were really funny, and it's been kind of
funny enough.
Yeah, you know
what? It's just it's not as funny as let's say Parks and Rec has gotten.
I've never watched a single episode.
Parks and Rec's gotten pretty damn funny.
Community got good when they took Joel McHale out of like the main role, and it's gotten a lot better.
You think when it became they're trying to make it more of an ensemble?
Yeah,
I think Chevy Chase dragged it down.
Actually, I think he's bringing it up a lot.
How many of them have you watched?
He's an NBC version of Danny DeVito, but not nearly. Well, because
they're not even on the same level.
Well, because you can't bring Danny DeVito onto a show like that.
It's because Danny DeVito is very short.
That's true. And Chevy Chase is like 6'4".
The whole like Chevy Chase trying to write the school anthem.
I'm the trash man.
Was awesome.
I don't know. I don't like him.
Well, that's what I was getting at. You just don't like him.
No, I'm saying I don't like how he plays the character. I don't think he is a funny person anymore. I think he was very funny in the 70s and 80s.
He's gotten good because they were like, you know what? You're just going to be the senile old man. That's your role.
I'll tell you one thing about the show that still bothers me, and there's really nothing I can do about it. I mean, this is how it is. The show is called Community simply because they thought that would be a good title. The place they are at and the things they are doing have nothing to do with a community college.
Right.
They're basically at like a state school. I mean, they're at a fully functional, real college. They are not at a community college at all.
Right.
Community colleges don't have football teams. Community colleges don't have sprawling campuses with fields full of students. And
no, that's actually not true.
Yeah.
Richland, I think...
No.
Has a sports team of some kind.
A sport team?
They have yeah,
the Richland sports players.
But let's hear it for them, everybody. Sports team is about as good as what they showed on Community.
Right.
Which was awesome. I mean, and also, that's it's got the laughs. Good in there. It's good enough.
The like premise Josh is thin said. Because how in the hell would realizing your law degree is fake and then going to a community college get you back into law? Never. It just wouldn't even help.
That's why I'm saying it's good. It's good enough.
Would you stop trying to pick it apart?
I'm just saying. Like, it bothers me.
It doesn't matter.
He needs to get a law degree.
It's not ensemble.
A Bachelor of Fine Arts.
The show is good enough, and the reason why I thought so
I think Abed's the best thing on it.
That's what I was about to say.
Yes.
When they had... Did you see the Halloween episode?
Yeah. Batman.
Yeah. The way it ended?
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
The music was
holy
great.
Yeah, shit.
That freaked me out.
I was like, that's so great. And that's when I was like, this show is definitely good enough. Like, it's good enough to keep it on the
TV. Like the girl that plays Britta. I don't buy any romantic tension between her and Joel McHale at all.
Yeah, but I think that they realized that failed.
I hope they dropped that real quick. Like, they kind of dropped it in the last one, but I hope they continually don't try and put them together because it doesn't make any sense.
The show got good when Joel McHale stopped being a douchebag, and they wrote him out of being the main character in the first two episodes. Third episode kind of came around, he's like, I'm just a dude who's going to do fucked up shit. And then it turned into an ensemble thing. Shows like
I like the Chinese Spanish teacher. Better. He's cool.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That guy can do anything, though.
He's funny.
And he's awesome.
I like Abed a lot. I do not like most of the rest of the supporting cast that enough to care whether they lived or died. And Joel McHale, he does have some of that soup quality writing where he throws in those kind of under the breath lines that are hilarious every now and then, but I think they could do more with him. It's worth sticking around, but so far it's not like just laugh out loud.
When they tried to make him the main character, it fails. It's not funny.
I think that they may have only done that to get the show started and using him as the
only
hook
name
to get people right. Because Chevy, like, no one under 20 knows who the fuck Chevy Chase is.
And everything he's done for the last 10 years has failed miserably.
Well, yeah, that's true, but he does do good in this role.
I've enjoyed him in about half of the episodes.
Have you noticed they haven't explained why he's there yet?
Who yeah.
cares?
And that's what makes it like...
It doesn't
I mean, he's
matter.
The CEO of a wet nap company. They have not explained why he's at a community college yet.
It doesn't matter.
I thought the rap was funny because it was all about peas and poops.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Both the raps they wrote about each other were about how they were like poop heads and they pee in their pants. And
that's what makes the show good enough. Good enough to keep it on the
season pass. Yeah.
And
though Thursday is a ridiculous night. If you watch Office and Parks and Rec, which are more good enough than Community. If that's your measuring stick.
Wait, did you say The Office?
The Office and Parks and Rec are
totally incorrect.
More good enough than Community is, by far.
The Office is not funny anymore.
When was the last time you watched it?
I watched all of this season. And okay, well, it's the same laugh, like where you're like,
oh, Michael.
Yeah,
you're never going to get anything to work out for you.
Yeah, I will say
they probably should have ended the show again with Jim and Pam getting together, because that was the crux of the show, was will these two ever get together?
4 years ago.
Yeah, like right. 4 years ago.
They're not. Yeah, because
that was
it.
That, and then you're like, okay, Dwight's crazy thing this week. And
farm.
Yeah, after a while.
It's still good enough. It's still funny. And Parks and Rec is funny. They just brought in Louis C.K. as Amy Poehler's boyfriend.
Really?
He's hilarious.
Oh, I love him.
He's hilarious. And he in this role, it's so weird because he's this demure, straight-faced, like, never-cracks-a-joke cop that plays her boyfriend. He's hilarious. Will Arnett's coming in later this season.
Whoa, whoa. What is that? Is that? Echo, echo.
We're being invaded.
Hang on. Stop it.
And also that we lost everything.
So here we are. As you can tell, there was some sort of technical difficulty, which would it really be a Hijinks and Sue podcast without one? We're using new hardware. Something had to go wrong. So we lost probably the last 20 minutes of the podcast in which we answered all of the TwitSack questions.
And they were great.
There was some really good stuff in there.
And thanks for
those.
We lost.
It was a very revealing confessional from Eli there about that.
It's true. And we lost the
with
post
the tongs.
Show. Entirely. We lost the post show entirely.
Yeah.
Which was like a good 30 minutes at least. So we'll try harder next time, I guess. Or just never do it again.
Can we sum up the post show?
Is no. Oh, the 1984 was best year in movies ever.
It was.
We discussed it at length.
In great detail. In great detail.
Although, really, it was entirely because of Ghostbusters.
It's so depressing that we just lost so much podcast.
I was 8. It was a very good year.
Jill Judge was 2 and I was 3.
Dos.
I bet we lost all of our thank yous. So before we're done, yeah. I want to thank Tom Brislin and Spiraling for the use of multiple theme songs,
thanks,
including the new song
Cowabunga.
The future off their album Time Travel Made Easy, spiraling.net. Pick it up, download it for $10. I want to thank Infinistorm for the bandwidth for this show. I want to thank all of the fancy bastards that donated the mobile podcast equipment, which we should apparently learn how to use better because I broke the podcast.
Yay.
I want to thank, your mom.
My cat, care. Mr. Snuggles.
Your cat, whatever. I'm just depressed now that we lost half the show.
Actually, we never did get one question answered.
What?
That was for Eli. How do you say 62 in Spanish?
The answer is, I don't know.
You're not Eli.
He doesn't know.
He's thinking.
Predator?
Predator, yeah.
God damn it.
Hey, what was the... Oh, and we forgot... So we can mention that we forgot to tell everyone, make sure you're watching Glee.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is the most gay, awesome show ever.
If you watch it, you'll turn gay.
Pretty sure.
Which is a bonus, right?
It's an added... It's a feature.
So there's some situation, because it's happened in all of my tests, and it's happened on this podcast twice, with these mics, that at some point they all lose their shit and go crazy slow-mo.
It's pretty cool. Meow. Why is the kitty sniffing the mic?
Trying to get a response out of him.
And no comment, I think, was...
Man.
That's right. Back to you, Josh, in the studio.
I'm just sad now, so we have to end the show with sadness. That's just unfortunate. We had such a good post show, too.
Spock.
I just wish there was a post show now. Oh, well.
Hmm.
What else? Was there anything else that we talked about that we had to bring up?
The Hydro Collider.
Oh,
yes. God, that moment can never be recreated. That was what killed it.
Oh, it's trying to...
Eli was talking about the Large Hadron Collider, and he said the Hydro Collider. So we decided that if Eli ever sponsors a line of bongs, they would be 3 miles long and be called the Large Hydro Collider.
It comes with its own Swedish person.
What you have to do is you have to drop the weed. It. You have to drop the weed in
the
during the moment of maximum acceleration, and then some more weed on the other side smashes into it.
Right.
And that creates the vapor.
The THC is atomized.
There's vapor, and then you inhale that. In Sweden.
And you have to draw the air through the entire 3-mile length.
My God, the Hadron Collider is just a bomb. It is. That's why they're like, they're like, no, it hasn't started yet.
Like, it's totally not working.
It's totally working.
they're like...
It hasn't started.
No, it doesn't work.
Jürgen Blurgen.
they actually spark it with protons.
What the fuck?
That's the protons. I don't know.
Dude, what was that sound?
It totally doesn't work. Oh, look, a bird shit in it. Oh no. Shut down for a month.
Well, you can't leave bird shit in the bong.
The problem with that movie, the Hydro Collider,
the large one,
right, is that it's using the same timeline as Terminator, and that's not going to work. Because it's an endless loop.
Shut up.
It's an endless loop that it doesn't obviously understand, because now it has to...
The robot came from the future to get us high?
No, it has to destroy itself. Thus, it has to be created in order for it to exist in the future.
Wow, Eli's philosophizing now. We've entered an area that is just not safe.
Yeah, it's not going to be that good of a movie.
We just cross into the D dimension.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we're done. I'm just pissed that we lost our post show and half our podcast. Or, no, what, 20 like minutes of it?
A quarter
what
of it.
What did we talk about after movies and TV? We talked about TV. I guess we just answered the twit sack really quick.
Twit sack.
God, what a bunch of shit, man. Piss me off. The problem is, I haven't done this in so long that I forgot to save before the post show. Oh, we talked about how the plan was terrible, and we didn't want to watch any more Battlestar, and we were sad.
And that there was no Chief Cock.
And there were nudity, but there was nudity, but there wasn't any Chief Cock nudity. And that you know a secret about Hilo that we're not supposed to know.
Oh,
We talked about Eli's new job. At Terminal Reality, which he likes very much. We talked about the fact that Josh is making Aliens games now.
And I was working on Duke Nukem Begins.
And he was working on Duke Nukem Begins, which is now out in the open. It was a secret for years. We're just trying to recap all the shit we talked about for half an hour.
Denise is mocking us now.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're done. I'm just pissed. Next time, maybe we'll do better. Maybe we won't. Maybe it'll all go to hell. Thanks for listening. If you love the podcast and you have magic in your heart, consider donating. HijinksandSue.com/donations.
Or go see a doctor and see if you can cash in on that magical heart of yours.
Or pick up on the book at store.hijinksandsue.com.
Because obviously you have some kind of unicorn heart.
Or abortion tongs.
Just throw that in there.
Third trimester. And so am I. Am I a bit hot?
You're a bit hot? Should I turn you down
damn
a bit?
Damn right I am. What?
Yes.
No?
Oh, that's better.
What?
You're good?
Well, you, now that good? I'm... It's like the first time.
All right, let's go back and listen to...
Balls.
This.